I would much rather be someone who quits something that's not aligned than someone who spends 40 years doing a job that doesn't fill my soul. And this might fill my soul today, and something else might fill my soul tomorrow, and that's okay.
You are now listening to the podcast where authors inspire listeners to become authors, the Going North Podcast. I'm your host, certified self-leadership trainer, best-selling author, and book enthusiast, Dom Brightman. And you're going to be listening to a different author that will inspire you to join the business of immortality, known as authorship. Now let the fun begin. Attention, attention, attention. You're tuning into the Going North Podcast. And today's special sponsor is the Going North Podcast Advancement Shop, baby. That's right, indeed. That's right, indeed, because we got some brand new hats now to add to the collection. So that's right, folks. We got some Going North Podcast hats, some Advance Others to Advance Yourself hats, and a few other designs. So head over to the goingnorthpodcast.com shop. Pick up a hat or two. And today on the Highlight Reel, Building for Authors, known as the wonderful Going North Podcast, we got another super special, awesome human for you today, my friends. That's right, indeed. Another wonderful bonus episode from the fabulous book, The Wellness GPS. Get prepared for success with all things wellness. The Fourfold Formula, baby. Part three of this wonderful trilogy, y'all. We got a returning guest. So you know what that means, folks. The lights are still on. So that means thanks to all the supporters of the show to keep it going. And North, if I do say so myself, as well as the wonderful show cover art, because we have a cover girl, if you will, when it comes to being freaking fabulous, because she's a wonderful mom, wonderful wife, y'all. You know her, you love her, the best-selling book caster herself and life coach, the amazing and lovely Alicia Lyons. How you doing today, Alicia?
Doing fantastic. Thanks for having me back.
Yeah, had to have you back like cook crack. That's right, indeed. That's right, indeed. That's right, indeed. I'm just joking about that part. I don't do that part. I believe in obeying the law. But anyways, it ain't about that, even though it kind of is about that. It's really about you. So how have you been since the last time? It's been about a year and some change.
Oh, kind of same old, like, wife, mom, coach, doing all the things.
Oh, there you go. That's right, indeed. Surrogate mom swag for successful, if I'm not mistaken, right? Including twins?
Yes, twins gave birth almost 2 years ago, and they are so stinking cute. It's super fun to get text message updates, and in the next couple weeks, I'm going to get to go up and see them in person, so...
Yeah, you're going to be like, yeah, I did that.
I make cute babies, that's all I can say.
Oh, you can say a lot more than that now. Come on now. Don't be shy.
That is true.
I can't date. So my goodness, you were able to come back and be in the long haul for all three magical books. How does it feel to have a story for each of the books and, funny enough, in a way, have them all together in a way in a triangle?
That's right. Yeah, I would have felt incomplete if I didn't do all three books. And I've been writing since I could put two sentences together. So I just love being part of the compilation books. I love what Peggy does and what her books are doing. And funny little story, if you haven't paid attention or if you haven't read all three books, my first story was about my dad, so about my father, and my second story in the second book was about my son, and the third story in the third book was about my spirituality, and it was 100% not on purpose. In fact, One of the co-authors of the book, Marcus, was the one that pointed it out to me. And he said, "You realize that it's like the Father, the Son, and the Spirit." And I just died laughing because it was so unintentional. But I've been a pastor's kid my whole life, so that gets into your bones.
Yeah, that's right indeed. See, yeah, you knew what you were doing. Yeah, you can play coy all you want, but you knew what you were doing. She's like,
The universe weaved it together, which is also part of the story, is the weaving.
all the puns intended, huh?
All puns intended.
That's right indeed. Some Spider Gwen action.
Yeah.
That's right indeed. That's right indeed. Move over, Mary Jane. We got Alicia Lyon, y'all. So my goodness, so going for a spiritual route indeed and talking about spiders. So what inspired the choice of story for this book in particular?
That's a good question. It was really impactful for me because I had gone through this course with someone I found on Mindvalley. She was actually recommended to me by a friend of mine, but I found her on Mindvalley and I took her course called Unlimited Abundance. And I did her course the way that I do most courses, half-heartedly and half asleep. I was doing it, I wasn't doing it the way that she recommends, because I didn't see the recommendation. And so I would listen to one or two modules a day, and it's recommended to listen to one a day and listen to that same one four times in a row. So I have since started doing that as I'm going back through the program, but once I learned that that was a thing. Anyway, so what I noticed was that there were certain things that were changing that didn't make sense to me because it didn't have anything to do with unlimited abundance, or it didn't have to do with abundance per se in my definition of abundance. But one day I recognized that I wasn't scared of spiders anymore. And I was in the shower and there's a spider probably the size of a quarter, like its body was the size of a quarter. So its legs were bigger than that. I live out in the country, so we get lots of weird bugs. And I just remember staring at this spider and wondering how much water. I could tell that the water was hitting it, and I wanted to know how much water it could take before it would get rinsed down the drain. And it held on for a good 30 seconds in the stream before it went down the drain. And I just continued my, finishing my shower, and I got out. And then it hit me. Like, my normal reaction to a spider isn't curiosity and I wonder how long it takes to go down the drain. My normal reaction is screaming until somebody comes and kills it, which is usually my husband's job. And so I recognized that it was from that program because it was basically reprogramming some of my subconscious, and it was waking up the spiritual side of me. And I remember asking a friend of mine, like I or telling her, like, I'm not scared of spiders anymore. I don't know what was, how that was holding me back all at all, like what the purpose of getting rid of that fear was. It's not like there wasn't always someone there to come and squish a spider if I needed it. And my friend said it was to prove to you that you could overcome any fear. And as soon as she said that, it was like a lightning bolt struck my brain. And I was like, and that I actually never was afraid of spiders. Because when I was 16, I had a similar size spider on my pants while I was pulling my pants up. Now, I was surrounded by 10, 11-year-old girls. And when I saw that spider, I knew I had a choice. I could scream or I could flick it off and not deal with 10 screaming little girls. And I chose to not deal with 10 screaming little girls. And somebody who's actually has a fear of spiders, doesn't have an or has a phobia of any kind, doesn't have that kind of thought process or that kind of choice in the middle, like while their phobia is climbing up their leg, right? And so I actually just recently had a conversation with my mom that I said, do you think it's possible that when I was three and I wouldn't go to bed unless you would until you vacuumed the spiders out of my room, that maybe that was attention-seeking behavior? And she goes, oh, 100% it was, but I was happy to indulge you because I loved you. And I was like, wow. Because I could tell you, I love my son with all my heart and soul. And if he told me that I had to vacuum my bed, his bedroom before I could go to sleep while I was taking 18 units and stuttering and my eye was twitching, yeah, I might have had a different response.
Yeah, it wouldn't be a ballerina twirl.
No, it would not. I would not be busting out the vacuum cleaner every night, being like, sure, honey, let me vacuum up the spider. I would be telling him all kinds of stories about how spiders are your friend. If they're not, they're here to protect you from the mosquitoes, all kinds of stuff. And anything else that I could make up. That happens to be true, but
That's what I'm talking about indeed. Sounds like some good old fun in the bun. Goodness, right there. That's right, indeed. She chose courage, y'all. That's right, indeed. She's like, dang it, last name is Lyons. I'm gonna roar, dang it. Katy Perry song, swag, everything. Even if it wasn't out at the time of 16, Dear Old Alicia. That was probably 3 years after. Let me stop. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. So my goodness, so have you been developing any skills in the middle time between this interview and the last one?
Oh, probably. I don't remember the last one, so I can learn the skill of forgetting things that come out of my mouth the second that they come out of my mouth. I mean, I've been studying a lot, and I've gotten, you might just from what I've told, has really explained my this like spiritual awakening that kind of happened. I told the story to another friend of mine who's very spiritual, and when I told her the story, and she said, you're a light weaver, or you're a life weaver, right? And I was like, I don't even know what that means. Actually, she said, you're a spider. She said that, I'm a spider. And I was like, I'm a human. So, no, I don't know that I'm a spider. What are you talking about? And she said that I was a life weaver. And I still don't really know what that means. But just from what I do understand of it is, I bring people together, and I bring life into the world, which makes sense as a surrogate. And as mom, and then I'm also a connector of people. And so I have since gone into mentorship with that woman so that she is helping me with developing my intuition and connecting me with various different spiritual tools like tarot cards and all cards. And then I'm doing a little of my own research and finding fun little things that help me connect to the universe.
Ah, so what's been your favorite thus far?
I mean, it's really hard to choose, honestly, between tarot and oracle cards. And I know that they kind of have a bad rap, but for the most part right now, I use them to kind of help me connect to my subconscious. And a lot of times I use them to help with content creation because I'll pull a card and that card will give me a thought, and then I'll go and create a video based on the thought that the card gave me. So it's a really close tie between tarot and oracle. Tarot's cards have like their own meaning, and you have to study them, and you got to learn what, the Four of Cups means. Where Oracle cards are a lot easier. It usually has just a picture, a number, and a word or a phrase on the card, which is a lot easier to interpret.
Yeah, so I'm talking about days, talking about day. Interesting indeed, interesting indeed. So my goodness, so now that you basically completed the whole freaking trilogy, and now that that's out off the magical checklist, is there a plan for a wonderful solo Alicia book? Bigger, better, and better version?
Yeah, actually, I have a couple of books. One that's about to go into publication. It's called Creating Little Miracles, and it is my surrogacy journey story. The purpose of it is to, kind of tell my story, but also if you're a woman who is interested in becoming a surrogate or has ever thought about it, but you didn't know where to go or who to ask or what to Google. My goal of the book is that you will have all the information that you need to take the next step. So if the next step is I don't want to be a surrogate, then great. If the next step is I want to be a surrogate, then there's references and helpful information to guide you of who to talk to next.
So I'm talking about the well, congratulations. That's what I'm talking about indeed. That's interesting
Thank you.
indeed. Yes, indeed. That's right indeed. Circusy mom swag, y'all. That's right indeed. Leave a piece of yourself in the world in more ways than one. Have little mini yous around the globe. Be like, yes, my precious ones. Yes.
They at least have my imprinting of my belief system at the time. And I'm sorry for babies prior to the last two, because I did a lot of work up until that point.
Ah, so they're gonna come out floating in a few years and gonna be doing astrophysics. They're gonna be
I
going
mean,
with floating.
these twins, like, and it's not just me. The mom of the twins is extremely chill. And so, and I was very chill during my pregnancy, minus, my frustration with carrying twins in the first place. But as I was pretty happy and calm throughout that pregnancy. And the babies are just so chill.
So my goodness then, so with that exciting book coming out and you still got your magical podcast as well, helping folks through the mom guilt indeed, has there been any new lessons for many of your clients as it has upped your game as a coach as well in the recent history?
I mean, I still have my podcast, Imperfect Mommy. I always have really great guests on there. I'm trying to think of like the most recent, big thing that comes of that creates the mom guilt is feeling like you should have known better. But sometimes we don't know until we do something and basically screw it up. But we can always go back and repair the damage. A girlfriend of mine is a parent educator, and I've learned quite a lot from her about parent education. And, she has a tool that she calls practice the pause. And I am still practicing practice the pause because I sometimes fly off the handle and something upsets me and I have a reaction. And so practicing the pause is the step between something happening and the reaction. So I'm still practicing that. I am getting a lot better at calming down quicker after that initial reaction. So I'm going to take that as a win for now.
Ah, me lucky. A win indeed. A win indeed. A win's a win. No matter the size, the certainty, the certainty. You'll love to see it. You'll love to see it. So, my goodness, is there a question that you wish folks would ask you more often when you're on the guest side of the game?
Is there a question? You could ask me about my book, the book that is published already. It's about also published by the same company that published the Fourfold Formula series. And it's called Good Mom Rules, Ditch Mom Guilt, and Find Your Happy. Because I have come to agree that there is healthy guilt. And guilt is just a notification to let you know that your actions are not aligning with your values. And so that's a good thing. If your value is to not spank your kid and you're spanking your kid, then we have to take a look at our actions. And I'll even take my own example of the losing my temper. I feel guilty when I lose my temper. And the only thing that I can do besides trying to change that behavior, which I am trying, the only thing I can do after the fact is apologize to my son or to whoever I lose my temper with, like, and let him know, you know, this is what's going on inside of me right now. And I'm really sorry that I took that out on you. And so then I don't have to carry the guilt around. And another thing my friend, the parent educator, taught me was, instead of just apologizing, because that kind of, like, when somebody apologizes for the same thing over and over again, it kind of, it's like, okay, I get it. You're sorry, but you're not changing. You're not stopping, you know, is how can I make it up to you? What can I do to make you feel better? Or is there anything that I could say or do that would make you, that would repair this? And I've heard things from my son, like buy a ball from Walmart, the $2.50 one, it's about as big as his head. But anywhere from that to, you know, he wants an ice cream and sometimes he just wants a hug, you know? So it can get crazy, you know, if you let it. You could put parameters around, you know, how you're willing to repair. But sometimes just a hug and a kiss is all it takes.
Yep. That's right indeed. Because when they ask for a pony, it's like, nope, go a lot lower, buddy. That's right indeed.
Right. It's like, really? I just stepped on your toes a little bit. Like, you're not getting a pony.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, nope, you ain't getting blood from a stone.
Right?
That's right, indeed. That's right, indeed. So, my goodness, so now you got this big, wonderful book on the way, another solo project about surrogate momship swag. Any plans for the launch after launching some books of your own? Anything you plan on doing differently this time around?
Well, I am releasing the book in March of next year, because March is Surrogacy Awareness Month. And so it'll just piggyback right on top of that and help people become more aware of surrogacy and how you can be a surrogate, because there are just hundreds of thousands of moms, parents, potential parents who want children and can't. And I've closed shop, so somebody's come and pick up the slack for me. I did it 4 times. It's someone else's turn.
Are you not going to add a thumb to the collection, you know? Make it 5.
I have 5 babies, just 6 pregnancies, 6 parents. Or, sorry, 4 pregnancies, 4 parents. But my grandma had 7 children, and her last pregnancy was twins also, so I didn't really want to be pregnant a 6th time and risk having twins again. The sand. Once was enough. Love you, babies. Once was enough.
She's like, no, the cape is going in the locker. No, we're not doing this again. No. We're putting that S back on the chest. It's no longer an A anymore. No. No. Good bad genes. Good bad genes. It's like it's good, but it's back. It's like, oh, this is painful and building character at the same time. It's like it's a miracle. But, it's some weight I gotta carry. It's like, oh.
I got plenty of character, thank you. I'm good. I'm overflowing with character.
What, you don't want the 10-pack abs instead of the 8-pack abs character?
No. I'm good.
Well, fun question for you, D's, right? The good old fabulous book. Ah, heck, we'll go with the current one since we're promoting that one. The Wellness GPS. Get prepared for success with all things wellness. If that book were a food, what would it be and why?
Sushi, because it's my favorite food. And it's a yummy. I probably said that last time too. I really don't remember. Funny.
I feel like it was chocolate the last time. I could have swore. I wish I wrote it down. Oh my God, darn. Oh well.
That would have been cool. What I love about being on your podcast is like my face hurts from smiling so much right now.
One of the many side effects of guesting on this podcast. Oh, yes, that's right indeed. If you get the munchies later, you know what happened. Don't worry, there's no green involved. Unless the books provide themselves metaphorically and in real life, too. Well, we're coming down to the question reserved for guests who come back for round two, and that is if you're called to give the final speech of your life, it's going to be 90. Made a keynote where all 8 billion people on Earth are in a giant stadium the size of Texas to hear you talk. What would be the main message you would love to share, and what would the main points of that message entail?
Yeah, something came up for me today when I was answering a different question, and it's not a thought that I've had before, but it took me a long time to figure out what I wanted to do for for my job. And I tried many different things. I wanted to be a teacher until I figured out all the stuff that it takes to become a teacher. And then I wanted to be a sign language interpreter until someone said that I wasn't good enough to interpret at the college level. And I wanted to be a massage therapist until I ran into some roadblocks there. And what I recognize today is that I got to try a lot of different things to see what fit. And I was trying on careers like I try on clothes. And the only reason that that was a bad thing is because I was holding on to this lack of success in those fields as that I'm a quitter. But I would much rather be someone who quits something that's not aligned than someone who spends 40 years doing a job that doesn't fill my soul. And this might fill my soul today, and something else might fill my soul tomorrow, and that's okay. And so if everyone on in the planet was listening to me, my invitation to them would be to try on different careers like you were trying on clothes and see how they fit. And don't do what I did, which was hold on to the I'm a quitter aspect of it, but that you're actually someone who's adventurous and willing to try new things and willing to fail at things that aren't aligned. Totally new thought today.
Ah, she's starting to move me, y'all. That good old new thought. Ain't nothing wrong with new thoughts now. That's right, indeed. We get thoughts every single day. It's like, hey, I'll probably give the reverse of the other word. It's like, hey, you have 1,000 thoughts a day. Just make sure this is the one you remember. This is one of those thoughts you should remember indeed. And as to fill your soul today, y'all. That's right indeed. Fill it up, y'all. That's right indeed. Fill it up to the top. Let it overflow. That's right indeed. That's right indeed. Fill it up with the honey if you have to. That's right indeed. Be a whole Pooh Bear if you have to. That's right indeed. Make sure you have the undersized shirt too. That's right indeed. That's right indeed. Yeah, that can go to another rabbit hole. Be like, yep, fill your soul today. And make sure you have another undersized t-shirt with a wonderful jar of honey next to you. Like, what's up with the Winnie the Pooh reference, man? Like, don't worry about it.
Mind your business.
Yeah, exactly. Just shout Winn-Dixie and then turn three times and then make sure you recite a Beyonce song and you'll be fine. Well, before I get too deep into this, folks need to get deep into your content. So for those who need to do just that and cop some copies of your books, what's the best way for folks to do so, Alicia?
Best place to find all the books that I've been in is alicialyons.com/books, plural, because there's more than one. And A-L-Y-S-I-A-L-Y-O-N-S. And if the book is released, click on the title. It'll take you to a link to purchase it on Amazon. Certain books have a link underneath it that say, click here if you want a signed autograph version.
Well, there you have it, folks. You heard the lioness speak. Dang, come it. That's right indeed. The Mom Guilt Lioness, y'all. That's right indeed. That's right indeed. Surprised that ain't a moniker.
You might see that next.
There you go. Curl up your fur and roar, y'all. That's right indeed. Head over to Alicia's site, y'all. Check out all of her wonderful wares. Cop some copies of her books. Heck, even snags some autographed copies, too. Get that wonderful Mom Guilt Lioness swag. Indeed, that's the way you can get the book in your hands, take a selfie with it, and then roar afterwards. Be like, Mom Guilt, be gone. That's right indeed. Okay. It's like bug spray for your Mom Guilt, y'all. Carols what ails you. That's right indeed. That's right.
And I need to write some of these things down just so I can have some swag.
See, there you go. Mom Guilt Bugspray. There you go. That's right indeed. That's right indeed. Not, and there's no actual spray in the can. We want you to be safe now. It's just metaphorical, y'all. Metaphorical. We're going with the metaphors. This is not a Kiki if you love me situation where the bugs ask the wonderful humans, like, hey, do you love me? And a human says no and sprays you. Like, no, it ain't that kind of situation.
Or mosquitoes.
Hey, they're too busy trying to get rich off of human blood this time of year at the time of this recording. Well, any parting words before we open up another rabbit hole?
I just want to say thank you for having me on. And it's been a pleasure to be a two-time podcast guest of yours, and I look forward to the next time, whenever that may be.
If you're hearing this part of the episode, that means you're one cool individual. Thanks a bunch for tuning in, and if you enjoyed what you heard, be sure to share it with at least one other person in your network. Bonus points for three. And be sure to check out the backlog too while you're at it, because there are hundreds of wonderful episodes to choose from as well.